Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EZMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Wednesday, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Cannabis Kids.
Mid bong rip.
I know. We were both doing bong rips right before the show. Well, as the show was coming on. So we love that. And our audience always loves a nice bong rip. And ironically, we are doing...
Ironically,
we're doing bubblegum. And bubblegum was featured strain in the High Times magazine.
You don't chew this one. That's for sure, folks.
No, no chewing. Although it is sweet like bubblegum.
A little bit in there.
Yeah, okay. We'll save the breath. You don't chew it. You just enjoy it, and it's happy and healthy and fun. And we'll get to the review in there. But, oh, there it is. Look at that. A big, beautiful bubblegum bud.
Wow.
Unwrapping the bubblegum, it says. Chew on this. Yeah, we're not chewing, though. So,
how are you doing, Belle?
I'm doing swell. And how are you, Cannabis?
Good.
Yeah?
I was a little surprised on the atmosphere, the weather this morning.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really, really crazy.
A little bit of fog going on here in Tucson.
There is a lot of fog going on in Tucson.
And, you know, when I always get this, the driving thing. So, you know, I get people are careful and things like that. But don't be so careful that you're going to cause an accident.
Oh, people get dumb in the weather.
Yeah. Yeah. It worries me. So, we got a lot going on. There's a couple things that we have. The ladies from Women Grow are going to be calling in and giving us a little update on the meeting that they had.
With Kim Inman. Yeah,
right.
We're excited to hear about that.
And they actually have an event that they're going. Sarah, I think, was going to in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
So, I'm pretty excited to hear a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We've got all sorts of good stuff going on. Lots of fun stuff going on in the state of Arizona, right here in Tucson, and at Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. Suite 103, we're in the back there having fun in the patio.
We're getting ready for a brand new year at Tumbleweeds.
Yes, and we are bidding on our dispensary this year. Woo-hoo! What are we going to get? And next month, we're going to be at the Peace Fair.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You know, I've missed that every single year.
What? Not this year. You're not missing
this year.
It's February 28th. It's the 33rd Annual Peace Fair and Music Festival. So it's a free event. It's one of Arizona's largest gathering places and for peace, justice, and environmental groups. There will be music, tables, food, entertainment, and children's activities. It's
very
fun. Totally family-friendly. It's really, really a great event. And it's really cool because it's all geared towards peace and harmony and the environment. So they're out there, like, cooking food with, like, giant magnifying glasses, and they're doing things really off the grid. So if you're one of those off-the-grid kids, you will love this event. It's really great. You have to come. It's free, family-friendly, and I say free with music and food.
Family-friendly, free food.
People love the
food.
But it's
free.
Friends.
The food's not free, but the entrance is.
Yes. But it's not price bad either. Good food. So we love High Times magazine, and I've been perusing the new one. It's the most exciting thing when our little blank white plastic envelope comes in the mail. You know you're getting your High Times. And you always want to be the first to open it carefully. So check this out. I was honored enough to be given a gift of the very, very, very first High Times magazine.
Wow.
In fact, it's on my shelf. And if you want to grab that in the other room, I'm going to, oh, here it is. And it looks like this. I'll show you what to look for. It looks just like this. It's on the new little bookshelf in the other room there. And it's got a lady with a cool hat, and she's holding a mushroom on it. And it's like a teal green cover. It's very strange. It's the first edition of High Times magazine. And it says, "Who was that woman?" And I'm sure you guys can all look it up online and check it out and see this cool-looking chick on the cover. In the midst of High Times' 40th anniversary celebration, the cover model for our very first issue contacted us to say congratulations. Woo! All right, well, that was supposed to be an audience clapping, not a baby cry. Anyway, in 1974, so she contacted High Times for their anniversary to say congratulations. She's eating a mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
In 1974, she was a college student in Philadelphia. Her housemate was a student photographer and a friend of one of High Times' original staffers. The model acknowledged that the photo shoot that led to the cover was by no means a professional studio session. It was shot inside a house in rural Pennsylvania, she recalled. Nobody got paid, and the mushroom came from the supermarket. These days, the pretty girl in the hat about to ingest that mushroom is a mother of three and a grandmother as well, living in New Jersey. I was given one copy of the magazine, and I had it framed, she told us. It remains one of my most prized possessions.
How awesome
Isn't
that is
cool?
that?
Yeah, so that
to
was
be,
neat.
To be that.
To be her.
To be her, yeah.
The original.
I love how she said it's from the supermarket,
yeah.
The mushroom is.
I know, so. I know, because we're
both. Well, so cool.
I've been staring
that,
at the magazine going, wow, what is that? What kind of mushroom is it? It's a...
I mean, I know High Times has had their fair share of how to grow your own mushrooms.
They still
their
do.
Their ads,
yeah.
They
still can grow mushrooms in 2 weeks. So so I've got, you know, we're in, 2015 already. So for $1.50, you can get High Times back then, 1974.
And what is it now?
And now,
I think it's like $6. Yeah.
$5.99. And that's anywhere. So, it hasn't gone up too much. That's
good.
Not so bad.
Yeah.
And what they were talking about back then, hemp paper reconsidered. This is on the cover. Florida Justice and 9 tons.
Nice.
Yeah. Leary's ultimate trip. See, now we're going back to Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
Timmy days. Marijuana, a wonder drug. A lady dealer talk. And market quotations. Now, I love that the first High Times has a chick on the cover because all the ones after are just a lot of guys. But I think Watermelon Girl was on 2 or 3 of them. There you go.
On High Times?
Skip Bell Star on the cover of High Times. Wouldn't that be fun?
Just one of your shadow picks?
Yes. Yes, exactly. We're unveiling the very first issue here. We're going to look at it because I want to hear about what it said in 1974 about...
We've got our tweezers out.
Yeah, we've got our tweezers out. Marijuana, the wonder drug. Where... Well, they're talking about, like, tantric yoga, and here's the hemp reconsidered.
Uh-huh.
Where's our marijuana wonder drug? We'll find it.
Look back. Just one page. There was an ad that I saw.
Oh, we're seeing... Oh, this is great.
Uh-huh.
This is awesome. This is an ad for Job cigarette papers. Tech guy, I like this, and it says... Get a job, meaning get a job with the industry. Rolling papers. I love it.
I wonder how they're doing these days.
Great.
Yeah.
We got our little rollers out there. I don't see it, but we'll take a look. There's some trans high market quotations. Maybe it's under health. We'll go to the health section.
I like that.
I'm trying not to even touch the magazine. Woo! Wow! We hit the tantric... Yeah, Art of Sexual Union page, and they show the Art of Sexual Union. Wow, in 1974, I didn't know you could do that.
Well, it was, you know, High Times was, it sent, I mean, right, it was
seriously
sent to you, so.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know.
Marijuana, the wonder drug? Okay. Here's a doctor, Frederick Blanton, in his Fort Lauderdale office, has dared to use marijuana to treat glaucoma sufferers. Mm. Oh, and there he's sitting with his fancy, you know, eye gimmick there, eye machines there. This is from 1974. I don't know how we got off on this one, but we're going to just read it a little bit of it because it's just, you've got to know what they said back then. Recent studies continue to indicate that marijuana is a medical wonder drug. Okay, the first thing they say, 1974, folks, recent studies. So they're studying this back then.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They're using those words.
It has been found effective in reducing tooth decay, acting as a painkiller, treating the symptoms of the common cold, and acting as an anesthetic. Now, the two most recent developments point to weed as a boon in relieving glaucoma and asthma. Hey, my friends in Minnesota.
That's very
true. Do you have asthma?
Yeah. Bronchial dilator, so it opens up.
Yeah. I want to give a shout-out, a little anonymous shout-out to the couple that came in to the health center yesterday. They were saying that all the medications that lady's husband is on is even suppressing his respiratory system. It's not breathing as good. We're going to get them off all that stuff, though. Oh, my gosh. So, okay. Glaucoma is a disease that damages the optic nerve when pressure builds up from fluid in the eye. It can cause blindness. One out of every 25 Americans suffers from glaucoma. At first, Dr. Blanton sought federal approval. I tried to get permission, he explained, but on some silly technicality, they turned it down. I said I had to do it because I've got glaucoma patients going blind. This drug that everybody thinks is so horrible is perfect for glaucoma. Dr. Blanton fed each of his 50 volunteers two brownies that contained over a gram of Primo Jamaican. Volunteers ranged in age from 20 to 35 and included glaucoma sufferers and non-sufferers. Blanton revealed that he developed the brownie method because he had found it hard to teach patients correct joint toking technique. So they weren't smoking their joints properly. Very interesting. Interocular pressure was measured every hour, and within 1 hour, the pressures began to drop from 25 to 35%. It started rising after 7 hours. A control group showed only a 5% fluctuation. Dr. Blanton is pleased with his results. We can prevent glaucoma patients from getting field loss if we treat them in the first few years, he said. Lowering the IOP may prevent further damage to the optic nerve. There are presently several drugs for this purpose, but patients build up a resistance to them or get allergic reactions. And surgery often doesn't work either. How did Dr. Blanton's patients react to the unique experiment of eating brownies? He said 50% of his patients felt no unpleasant side effects, while 46% felt a mild sensation. The remaining percent experienced disorientation or hypotension. And that's one thing that we say you have to be careful, especially first-time users, if you have high blood pressure, low pressure, if you're subject to anxiety or panic attacks, anything like that. Marijuana can raise and it can lower your blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it can cause anxiety or cause an increase in the anxiety one already has.
Right.
So just be careful with
that. Well, and with that, it's because it's the amount of THC that the brain is getting. And sometimes
it stimulates. And the blend of the CBD and all the other cannabinoids.
Yeah, it stimulates some people's brains too much to where they're... It's
too much activity.
Anxiety, yeah.
Too much thoughts going on.
If that ever happens...
Get an indica.
Well, also you could take a pepper, black pepper seed,
yeah,
and suck on it or chew on it. And it's got the terpenoids which calm the body down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or you
can
drink a cup of chamomile tea. Drink some chamomile.
Chamomile. Mangoes bring it up.
Smell some lavender. Do things that are
that's
calming.
If mangoes do the thing if you want your...
Also.
If you want your THC to be
enhanced.
Right,
but I'm giving options because not many people will chew on a peppercorn.
Yeah, or just put it in your mouth or suck on it just for a little bit.
Not many people will do that either. But if...
It was in High Times.
It was in High Times.
It was in High Times.
In which we're going to read that, too.
Yeah.
I love that article. This is turning into a High Times edition.
It happens.
Okay. All right, we love it. We love it! All right, we can prevent glaucoma patients from field loss. So... the doctor feels that more study will reveal even more use for the weed that was revered as a healing agent in ancient Chinese and Indian empires. In fact, in this edition, the one I have now, the latest High Times edition of this year, 2015, I have a whole section, I love the section they do on spirituality that use cannabis. They always have this little tiny little section in here, I don't even know, higher power, they call this one. Want to just go off on a tangent? Why not?
Okay.
Since we're talking higher powers. So, when you're talking cannabis and higher powers, throughout the thousands and thousands and thousands of years since this has been used, America, here we go. Many spiritual traditions use cannabis to connect with the big picture. Ready? Primarily observed in India and Nepal, this annual Hindu festival of spring includes the use of bhang, B-H-A-N-G, pot flowers and leaves converted to paste available in both beverage and pill. And it's a catalyst for communing with nature. The tradition preserves despite repeated conflicts with the police over crackdowns on retailers and use of bhang, although the Indian government licenses bhang sales during the holiday, and it's called the Holi. Here's one. Read about, tell us about Sufism.
Sufism. While most of the Islam's major sects forbid pot, Sufi Muslims have used cannabis for centuries to enhance their communication with Allah, the legendary and mystic Al-Qadir, the spirit inspiration for Sufism. It's considered the Muslim portion saint of pot. Modern Sufis in Turkey continue to consume weed and, of course, the finest Turkish hashish as a sacrament while working, especially on the feast day of April
23rd. Wow. There you go.
We also have the way to the way of infinite harmony,
okay.
A Taoist practice in Chinese Shandong province. The way defies Princess Megu, roughly cannabis maiden, during Mao's 1966 Cultural Revolution. The way was outlawed, but Megu Temple survived and new boats adherents worldwide. Cannabis burned in incense censors combinations with Taoist technique facilities, access to the gate of the Mystery of Mysteries. Wow.
Wow, I want access. Wow. I think that's what we were talking about the pre-show was the concentrates and how they might give you the access to the gate.
And how much
gate
do you?
To the Mystery of Mysteries.
Isn't that crazy?
Taoists teach
how
to facilitate access to the gate. The gate to the Mystery of Mysteries. That's intense. I can't even say that that's something. Oh, I know it. All right. Wow. Santa Muerte. Our Lady of the Holy Death is worshipped in Mexico and the southwestern U.S., mainly by women in an unofficial cult fusing Catholic and Mesoamerican theology. Santa Muerte is represented as a skeletal female figure and is venerated by devotees every November 1st through the burning of purified cannabis in lieu of incense. The folk saint offers protection in both the material and spiritual realm. That is said to be the time when the veil between the worlds are the thinnest, so that when you want to communicate with those that have passed. Dia de los Muertos. All right, Santa Muerte. And Tantric Buddhism. Vajrayana practiced in the Himalayas, still utilizes cannabis for spiritual endeavors, partly inspired by the tale of the Buddha, subsisting for 6 years on hemp seeds alone. THC blends naturally with Tantra, enabling its users to descend into deeper states of meditation while elevating their overall awareness. Possibility to increase pleasure and conscious bodily control heightens Tantric sex rituals.
Wow.
As shown in the very first edition of Sex Magazine Signature. Excellent. Wow. Wow, we got a throwback on the week. Get the edition if you want to see how to. I can't believe they put it in the magazine. So
you're gonna have to search for that one, though, aren't you?
Yeah. That took a little searching. That took a little searching. So so what was the other thing? They said High Times and asthma. I mean, High Times.
Prevents tooth decay.
That one
was pretty interesting.
But I want to hear. So we talked about glaucoma. Let's hear what the doctor has to feel about asthma. If he talks about it. Let's see here. We'll find that. Are you seeing
that
it?
That sounds like something I want to read.
Opiate receptors isolated.
And the production of amperioride.
Okay. A study in the American Journal of Psychiatry has revealed that Laotian opium smokers exhibit none of the social deviance often associated with the opium use in the West. Now we're on to opium. All right. Jay Westermeyer, who studied 40 Laotian smokers, attributes the difference to cultural factors. He notes that opium is a stable cash crop in Laos, with resultant low cost and easy availability. Most important, little social opprobrium is attached to the user. So go get your opium. Wow. That's some craziness. Okay. So up until now, remember, 1974, the only limitation the use of pot to treat asthma victims was the suspicion that dope smoking might cause chronic bronchitis as a side effect. However, his own experiences and recent studies indicate that this does not occur. And some researchers are now attempting to formulate a mixture that will be almost entirely free of harsh elements. I wonder what harsh elements they had in 1974. Tests on Dr. Tashkin's patients disclosed that marijuana apparently causes air passages in the lungs of asthma victims to open up, making it easier for the patient to breathe normally. Tashkin reports that several of the test patients contacted him after the experiment and said that they had acquired some dope on their own and smoked it during intense asthma attacks at night. They told the doctor that the severity of the attacks subsided as soon as they began smoking the pot.
That is awesome.
Yeah. All I have to say is people, be careful where you're getting your dope.
Yeah.
CBD oil in there.
It's so true, but I think so many people are so scared. Asthma suffers.
I wonder if vaporizing works. So that's different from smoking.
It is.
You're getting different properties when you vaporize.
But you're still getting the bronchodilators.
Well,
it's still dilating. I mean, it's going into the lungs.
Any asthma patients out there that want to do a little experiment? Call 646-915-8421. Put you on air. The vaporizer. And
we want to hear about it.
Now, do they bong hit it? Because that would be like almost doing the...
Well, I think if they bong hit it, they would, you know, the fancy one like this, adding your eyes, being able to have the extra chambers.
Oh, we need to hit that. If you added ice, we're going to get on that one. All right. That is a beautiful bong. And you know what? People don't know this, but even your little handheld glass pipes, please keep them clean. Because the more resin and residue you keep on there, the less medicine you're getting when you take your hit. Yeah, keep it clean. Get the alcohol, rubbing alcohol, that is 91 proof or more, if you can. You can get denatured alcohol at some places as well, and that'll clean the heck out of your bong really quickly.
Or any of your smoking utensils. Just leave it in there.
Or your glass. Yeah, even the bowl, just plop it in a little cup, put some of that in there, let it soak
for
a few minutes.
Get a little stinky and gross.
Dump it out, and it doesn't take long.
No.
And there's our advertisement for
alcohol.
For alcohol. The wrong rug we're looking at.
I sent you that the other day, Miguel.
What's that?
I sent you that the other day.
A Starbucks?
No, a little it's a coffee mug, but if it's a coffee mug, it's also a pipe.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
You didn't?
No, because I saw a whole other...
I was
other,
like, you could do your tea
I thought
in there.
It was,
and
my
then,
bad. I thought it was one of the coffee cups that actually looks like a Starbucks mug, has a lid, straw through the top, you're breathing through it as a vaporizer. You look like you're drinking out of your coffee. And
you're not.
You're
I
vaping.
Did see that.
Yeah.
I did see that.
All right.
But I did think of you when I saw that.
That's really cool. So how... We're... Oh, shut it. They need to, you know what they need to do?
Oh, shut it.
Shut it. They need to tilt the bowl a little because it looks like your weed's going to fall out the bottom, especially if you're going to tilt that cup of coffee. It's too full. That's an overzealous stoner right there, because that guy's going to... Now, does the warmth of the coffee make your weed warm, make your hit warm?
Oh, I bet it does.
Yeah, I bet it does, because one of our Space King, actually, hello to Space King and Space Queen out there.
Hey, guys. We guys. Miss you.
Space King uses warm water in his bong instead of ice.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think that was particularly attractive, but hey, if you're going to get to your weed, get to it, however you want to do it, safely and purely. So this is cool.
Interesting.
This is turning into a whole High Times montage. We need Cameron Diaz and what's the name, do a little montage, movie montage.
Is that it right there?
Oh my gosh. So funny.
Yeah, I saw this the other day. Oh,
fantastic.
Okay.
Terpenes, the essence of the dab. THC is like a blank canvas that we paint upon with terpenes. By Craig Cuffey. Speaking of coffee. The first great contribution that marijuana has made to medical science is that it helped us discover and understand the endocannabinoid system. The discovery of the system will likely lead to an entirely new branch of medicine, with doctors who specialize in using our body's own endocannabinoids to treat pain and diseases. Marijuana's next great contribution to science could be better understanding of aromas in the form of terpenes. As medicine, cannabis concentrates are shedding light on how aromatherapy can be a very powerful therapeutic tool. For example, there's evidence that the terpene called myrcene increases the amount of THC that can cross the blood-brain barrier. If myrcene can do that with THC, it may also be able to increase the efficacy of other drugs. Concentrate makers have been stripping the THC, CBD, and other cannabinoids from trichomes to achieve pure products, and the isolation of these chemicals has taught us a great deal. On their own, THC and CBD are not all that interesting. However, when terpenes enter the mix, things become very interesting indeed. Some terpenes can interact with our endocannabinoid system by bonding to the exact same receptors as THC and CBD. It's the combinations of terpenes and cannabinoids in different ratios that create the wide variety of highs that we can coax out of cannabis. You might say that THC is like a blank canvas that we paint upon with terpenes. Terpenes have become the subject of serious study and discussion among terp nerds, people who are in it for the terps, man, especially concentrate makers and smokers. So let's take a look at some of the more common terpenes and the role they play in high-quality flowers and dabs. Yes, limonene smells like citrus and contributes to the sativa spectrum of effects. Dabs high in limonene tend to promote stress relief, mood elevation, and feelings of high energy.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Myrcene smells like good soil or maybe cloves.
Mm.
Myrcene is one of the cornerstone terps in the Kush family.
Yes.
The terpenes increase the amount of THC, CBD, that moves across the blood-brain barrier, making for some of the couch lock stone.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
No, I was going to say, I'll talk about it at the end, but go ahead.
Oh, alrighty. Pinene, alpha and beta, smells like pine or rosemary. Dabs high in pinene should be classified as study dabs because the odor of pinene appears to help with memory, retention, and recall. Study high, get high grades. And if you notice, I have my little pine candle burning all the time. It's
which
very
is great.
And I love that. It makes me feel...
Lanolol.
Linalool.
Has a floral smell slightly like lavender. This is the comfort aroma that promotes relaxation and the feeling of well-being. Lanolool is present in cotton and linen, and that may be why the smell of jeans and warm towels can be so soothing.
Oh, that's neat. That's really
very cool.
And, here we go, carfiline.
Carophyllene,
good one. Smells like pepper, has the ability to bind directly to the CB2 receptors in your nervous system, just like CBD and THC. Combining this terpene with cannabinoids can reduce the feeling of paranoia, often associated with being stoned.
Woo-hoo.
So get some pepper. Get some pine.
Well, I also
get
wanted to
lemon.
Tell anyone.
Get some rosemary.
This is our. This
Holy
is the
smokes.
Ingredients of Holy Smokes. So if you've ever tried Holy Smokes, come on down to 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Tumbleweed Health Center, and pick up your wellness kit. Our wellness kit has starting off with some of the Lanolu, which is in the moonbeams, which is that rest and relaxation, and it'll help you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
We also have one with that the anxiety, which has its monk's prayer, frankincense, ylang-ylang, and orange, which is that citrus flavor.
Well, and we love that. I love lemon skunk.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my all-time favorite strains because you get a little uplifting from the lemon, and then from your myrcene you get a little skunkiness, mm-hmm. and then it's just a beautiful balance.
And mixing holy smokes with any of your waxes and dabs and things like that will definitely contribute to what we just read about.
You know what totally contributes to what we just read about?
What?
This song.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop. This is fucked.
Walk into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs will be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimp shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Woo-hoo. Welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday. We're just talking to Spatula. So is there a difference between the kind that flipped the pancake and the kind that scraped the pancake batter out so you can, you know, lick it?
Yeah.
What's it called? What's the pancake
flipper? Well, I always... The pancake flipper.
Spatula.
Yeah.
But
Is well, you say a metal spatula or...
Pancake flipper.
But then you say rubber. Yeah.
Flipper. Rubber spatula.
Rubber spatula.
It's the chef mate kind you get in the pack. You know, the pretty blue, pink, green.
I think there's
all
another
sizes.
Word for them.
I use them for the mayonnaise. Yeah,
they really need to figure that out.
Admit it. I'm a mayonnaise kid. Welcome back to Weedsday Wednesday. We talk about everything here. You just never know. Did you see this?
It's a surprise every freaking day.
It is. Did you check this out? Arizona State Capitol protest calls for marijuana legalization. All right, and we're getting this on off the weed blog. There is a significant effort underway in Arizona to legalize marijuana, both via an initiative and at the Arizona legislature. Arizona has a great chance of legalizing marijuana during the 2016 election and possibly before via the Arizona legislature. A protest was held this week in an effort to show Arizona lawmakers that such an idea has strong support from voters. The protest organized by the advocacy group Safer Arizona was one of many planned for the first day of the 2015 legislative session. Demonstrators and coordinated garb held signs with phrases such as "Free the leaf," "Marijuana is safer than alcohol," and "The war on drugs is a war on U.S. and the S is the dollar sign. The signs reflected the issue on which the protesters focused throughout the event, including the felony status and the fees that come with marijuana possession and its possible use in aiding veterans and post-traumatic stress disorder, among other health conditions. Founder of Safer Arizona, Dennis Volk, 60, said the group plans to protest on the first day of the legislative agenda every year until it achieves success. Arizona's legislature has a prime opportunity to get in on this conversation and have a say on what marijuana legalization looks like in Arizona. Otherwise, if they pass, they will likely be forced to live with the initiative version that has a stellar chance of winning on Election Day in 2016. Hopefully, Arizona's legislature isn't like Oregon's, which had a similar chance to pass the bill, and instead is now scrambling to figure things out after they thought marijuana activists were bluffing when they said they would take to the ballot and fight, and obviously won. So we're excited. That's
well,
awesome.
This is exciting for Arizona and, you know.
For patients, yeah. For everybody, because we hope that they'll start allowing people to grow. You know, we'll get our
Let it
cultivation.
Grow.
Let it grow. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. TumbleweedsHealthCenter.com. You can check out more news stories like this. And also, don't forget, we're going to be at the Peace Fair February 28th. It's a super fun event. But if you go to the news section, you can check this out. This is also an article in High Times as well, but I got this from AZMarijuana.com, one of our awesome supporters. Federal judge weighs marijuana's classification. A federal judge in California is weighing the constitutionality of a 45-year-old act that classifies marijuana as a dangerous drug right alongside LSD, cocaine, and heroin.
Mm-hmm.
The case marks the first time in decades that a judge has agreed to consider marijuana's designation as Schedule I under the 1970 Controlled Substances Act. The newspaper said, under the act, Schedule I drugs have no medicinal purpose. They are unsafe. And they're even unsafe under medical supervision, and they contain a high potential for abuse.
Hmm. The ruling, the Mueller's decision to hold the hearing came in response to a pretrial defense motion in a federal case against alleged marijuana growers. Prosecutors unsuccessfully opposed the fact-finding effort. A ruling against federal cannabis law would apply only to the defendants in the case and almost certainly would be appealed. The newspaper said if the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals determined the law was unconstitutional, all the western states would be affected. Attorneys for the defendants have argued that federal marijuana laws violate the constitutional guarantee of equal protection under the law. They contend the government enforces marijuana law unevenly, allowing distribution of cannabis in states where it is legal and cracking down on elsewhere.
The prosecution countered that Congress legally placed pot on Schedule I. Xenia K. Gilg, a lawyer for the growers, told the Times that scientific understanding and public acceptance of marijuana have grown substantially since courts last examined the federal classification. She cited the November election when voters in Alaska, Oregon, and Oregon decided to join Colorado and Washington in making cannabis legal for recreational use. Most states already provide some legal protection for its use as a medicine. Prosecutors said in a brief filed January 7th that the evidence presented in the hearing at most established that there is some dispute among doctors as to whether marijuana is medicine. So I go back to 1974, and we're taking a look at this awesome first edition of Pie Times magazine. They're talking about glaucoma and asthma, and they had already done studies. I mean,
right.
1974, how can these people dare to say that there's no evidence, there's no studies, that nothing is showing that this is medicinal? When our federal government has patents on the cannabinoids in the plant for the very reason being, partly, that it's a neuroprotectant, it's a bronchodilator, like you said, anti-inflammatory, all these reasons that our own government grows marijuana and has been doing so for 30, 40 years, giving it to their own federal patients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our country has been misled and miseducated in this.
And
so,
I think we as a society forget a lot, like after the years things happen. And,
mm-hmm.
you know,
put
the biggest
things on
thing
the
is media. Yeah, things get pushed away and, you know, we forget because something else new is in the limelight.
Well, weed and the gays are just not letting that happen now.
Not this
They're
year.
All coming out.
No.
The gays, the weed, the gay weed. There's a thing. There's a little thing in there in the High Times magazine. It says, "What is it? Equal rights for gay weed."
Yeah.
I didn't know there was such a thing, but.
Well, and you know what else I'm really excited about? There's this,
read it.
This Ford, the universal car. This was a little ad that they had. 75 years ago, Henry Ford built a sedan which ran on 100% hemp ethanol. In a tragic twist of history, Ford's plan for a hemp-built and hemp-powered car was frustrated not by marketing focus, but by rather the heavy hand of the federal prohibition, which banned all cannabis cultivation. And the very same year that he built his first working prototype.
Oh, and there's a little gas station pump with a pot leaf on it. He's pumping pot into his car.
So can you
this
imagine
cute little
where
Model
we?
P.
I mean, everyone, we're seeing gas at an all-time low. I've never.
Right.
I just drove by a place today, 185.
That's because we're drilling here. 185.
Well,
you know what? This is prices from 15 years ago,
uh-huh.
when I very first moved.
So it's because we're using our own. Our own supply now, because we don't have any more where to put our supply, so we get to use our supply instead of getting it from other countries.
Is that what's going on? We're using our back supply.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you heard?
That's what I heard.
That's what you heard.
And then, of course, they're really trying to work out this pipeline coming through the United States.
I wonder what my mom would have said about radio. She said, "Believe none of what you read, half of what you see, about a third of what you hear."
Uh huh. You should listen to us, though.
Look
that one up.
Would she have given us a third of credit?
Today?
I don't know. So this is a good one.
I'm stoned.
I know. Yeah.
Just kidding.
So,
no, you should listen.
This is good.
Yeah.
The medical marijuana states have less opioid deaths. Did you check that out? I love hearing news like this because this is the one thing that we tell people, you know, when they're coming into tumbleweeds, for the first time, and they're chatting it up, and they're wanting to get off all their prescription drugs, they do a lot. They are able to at least decrease them because of our endocannabinoid system and how everything is working more efficiently. But let's see. An internal medicine study performed by UPenn researchers found a startlingly clear correlation between states with implemented medical marijuana laws and the lowering of opioid death rates. Simply put, states that allow medical marijuana had a 24.8% lower mean annual opioid overdose mortality rate than states that don't have medical marijuana available as a medicine. Wow, that's a huge, 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 that's a quarter, 25% people less dying. Approximately 60% of all deaths resulting from opioid analgesic overdoses occur in patients who have legitimate prescriptions, said Dr. Bach-Huber. Moreover, it's clearly evident that states that offer medical marijuana have a lower rate of opioid deaths and see a favorable decrease in opioid deaths over time. And then there's some statistics, and I don't even know how to read these.
There's more on Tumbleweed Health Center. I do want to add to this.
Okay, go for it.
Because of the opiates, cannabis and opiates kind of go together. We also have opioid receptors in our brain. And it just means that you don't have to take in so much because the cannabis is also there to not compete, but to complement your opioids. So when you have cannabis in your system and you're using it alongside your opioids, you don't have to take so many opioids. I have a friend's dad who wishes he could get a cannabis card in New Mexico, but because the pain doctor wants him on his opioids and has a morphine pump attached to him, and it's just a really bad situation.
But these are
things that are out there happening to some of our patients, but not even our patients, but people out there that wish that they could be. But the doctor says if he ever finds any cannabis in his system, he will take him off of his opiates.
And that's what they do in New Mexico?
Yeah, and they threaten, so they scare people with scare tests. The doctors are scare tests. Yes, but it's, you then have to drive about an hour away to go see your pain doctor and for the dispensary.
That's okay.
It's true.
Okay.
They make it very hard for some people.
Well, and they shouldn't because of all these facts and findings and everything we're figuring out about this. excuse me. We've got a really cool article about the five differences between THC and CBD. Can you say that?
Tetrahydrocannabidiol.
THC.
Mm-hmm.
And
cannabidiol.
And cannabidiol, CBD, are the two most commonly known chemicals that are naturally found in marijuana. Both CBD and THC belong to a unique class of compounds known as cannabinoids. Marijuana is typically known for its THC content, which provides the psychoactive aspect or the high from consuming marijuana. But CBD has begun to draw attention from the medical community because of the amazing health benefits it provides. So for the high, THC is best known for being psychoactive. CBD, however, is non-psychoactive. In other words, CBD can't get you high like THC. This lack of high or lack of side effect, as medical professionals like to put it, is one reason why CBD is so appealing as a medicine.
Pain. THC is known to help reduce pain, but CBD is the substance that has the most anti-inflammatory properties, making it an all-star at pain reduction and healing. THC and CBD are also known to suppress muscle spasms and reduce nausea, making them perfect for chemo patients.
Mm-hmm. Anxiety. THC is known to cause anxiousness or paranoia in some people, but CBD actually reduces anxiety and can actually counteract the anxiety caused by consuming THC. So studies also suggest that CBD can reduce anxiety when administered on its own. Antipsychotics. In addition to being non-psychoactive, CBD also has antipsychotic properties. Researchers believe that CBD might protect marijuana users from getting too high by reducing the psychosis-like effects caused by THC. CBD is also being tested as an antipsychotic medicine for patients with schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm. Sleep. One of the more common uses of marijuana is as a sleep aid. THC is known to be responsible for most of the marijuana's sleep-inducing effects. On the other hand, studies have suggested that CBD acts to promote wakefulness, making CBD a better choice for a daytime use.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like it would be reversed.
Because, this is also talking about
how they play out together.
Of THC you're using,
mm-hmm.
And which strain of CBD you're using, because then we can talk about the sativas and indicas and how, and everyone's different. And it talks,
That's true. This is true.
Different herbs for different folks.
Yeah. Doesn't rhyme, but.
No, but.
You get the point. You get the point. So, which Saturday is coming up? Do we have a meeting, or did we miss it again? No. Why didn't you tell us last week? We missed it. Tech guy isn't keeping us up on his duties here. Second Saturday of the month, which is next month, before the Peace Fair, there's an AZ for Normal meeting. We're trying to get Mr. President John Gettle to come on and chat with us to tell us everything he's got going on, because this is a gentleman that has so much going on.
Yeah, this is a new year for Normal.
Yep, brand new year. We'll see what's
on their agenda.
Doing to get marijuana made legal in 2015. That would just be awesome, wouldn't it? That would just be fantastic.
Sure would.
Right around the corner, 6 months
sure
away.
Sure would.
And if you go to azmarijuana.com, you can check out their news stories. They also have us listed for Weed Day Wednesday. They have Tumbleweeds Health Center listed. For their certifications, the lowest prices in town, $85 certifications, just $65 to get recertified. Bring whatever paperwork you have. If you don't have much or you don't have something within the last 12 months, that's all right. Just bring it, and we can do an evaluation based on that.
Come down and get all your vaporizers.
Yeah, get your vaporizers, get your bongs, get your pipes.
Your holy smokes,
your
terpenes.
Holy smokes, come get some terpenes.
Bring it on down.
And you know what? We've got some cool dab tools in our health center now because we know dabbing is a new thing. So we've got some killer. In fact, I've got one here. They sent us some samples here. Wolf Company, something. I don't know. I'm getting yelled at right now because I don't know the name. But you can always blog us the name of the. I know it has something to do with a wolf. Anyway. Oh. See? Wolf Tech.
Wolf Tech.
And this one's got a little spoon on the end.
You also have
for
the other little
your
stuff.
Teeth. And then this is a little stir stick. And then I've got the oil slicks. We've got oil slicks down there. And those are your medical grade containers so that none of your concentrates stick to the little plastic things that they give you because they oftentimes do. And then you lose your weed.
Hmm.
No weed loss, please.
Well, we have some weed facts here today, Belle.
So wait a minute. We did the first one through seven, so now go to eight. Now we're on January 8th through the 14th. We're going to read out the whole week.
I thought we were going on the day.
Well, we'll read the 14th too, but start on the 8th because we're going to read this entire thing. One more this way. There you go. And what do we get? I love this smoking method. This is from our calendar, the 2015 daily calendar of 365 more things you didn't know or didn't remember about cannabis.
Fine.
Yes. So our smoking method is food. Smoking pot isn't for everyone. Luckily, you can always eat it. Okay. Portability, you get a 10. Once you've baked up a batch of pot brownies or cookies or whatever else you want to make, they are indistinguishable from other non-psychedelic counterparts. All right.
Very nice. Efficiency. 8. It may require a lot of cannabis to produce a pound of pot butter, but the butter goes a long way.
It sure does. Okay, ease of use. I got a 5. I would give it a total 8 of how to make pot butter. I can tell you in 2 seconds a quick way. Making pot butter or oil is a chore, and so is baking cookies. If it's not something you already enjoy doing, eating the finished product, however, is another story.
But you should start getting out there, trying new things.
Or if you know someone that likes to bake, have them make it.
Mm-hmm.
The cost is a 7. They got a 7. The amount of pot required to make butter or oil is off-putting, and sugar, chocolate, and flour aren't free either. So it can be a little expensive, but you got to remember, a little goes a long way, and you can freeze your butter.
Your butter can also be made for cooking. You can cook with it.
Sure, and you can also add non-medicated butter and make it go along further. So you don't have to have cookies that are going to slay you. I mean, unless you want that.
You can add a little bit in at dinner time. You can put it, if you have it infused in oils, you can make salad dressings out of it. There's a lot of ways you can do it. Plus, a lot of your cannabinoid receptors are down in your stomach, which help for healing.
Yes, absolutely. All right.
We did read this one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Good.
I don't think we read that one. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to... We'll read it anyway, because now did you read it?
Yeah.
I don't think so. It has a bad word in it.
I believed it.
They say marijuana leads to other drugs. No, it doesn't. It leads to fucking carpentry. Dennis Leary.
You remember now?
Maybe.
Things but you thought, didn't remember?
Or didn't know. he keeps calling, and he keeps giving me all these other quotes Dennis does, and I just get him confused.
Well, yes,
I'm like,
you do have a notepad full.
Larry, quit calling. I'm trying to run a show.
3:00.
He keeps calling on the 20 mark. It's 4:27. Oh, my God. Okay. Stoner film.
Stoner film, yes. Super Troopers. In most cases, an opening scene would not be enough to classify a movie as a stoner film. But every cannabis enthusiast can relate to the poor, defenseless potheads at the mercy of the Vermont State Troopers and their sadistic tendencies. Luckily, it's all in good fun, though, and the kids got off scot-free.
Minus one important piece of cargo. Their stash.
Their stash. Sadly suffered an all-too-common fate for considering reefer. The cops smoked it.
and that would be... no cops smoking weed. That's not even fair. Okay. I love getting sidetracked. Weed tip.
Yeah.
Weed tip. Yeah, because there's a weed tip in the High Times magazine I have to read after this. If you've got a large, didn't we read this? Yeah, we did this one too. Did we do 2 weeks of this stuff? Where are we?
I just said maybe we should start on the 14th.
We read
all the way to the 13th.
Ridiculous.
We read all the
here's
way to the 13th.
Weed tip, though.
And here's the 14th. This is today.
So that's why you don't let me run a radio show after doing some bubblegum. Okay. I've got to find this weed tip because I actually got this tip from my friend in Northern California.
I'm just glad it's not me.
Yes, Freaker. I'll call you Freaker because that's what we call each other. Don't put your weed in the freezer.
I know.
She used to put her weed in the freezer, and I'd come over and she'd pull it out of the freezer.
Is it just your weed, or can you put your leaves and stuff?
Probably you want to use it as soon as you freeze it. You probably want to get it out of there. If you're using it for juicing or whatever later, but I'm trying to find the article now, and now I can't even find it, but I had it marked. Just don't freeze your weed. It degrades the THC, that's what I read, and it makes your pot less strong. And besides, you got to thaw it out all the time, and you just don't even want to deal with that, right? Who wants to thaw out their weed, for real? Anything else? All right, you can go ahead and read your weed. It's a real one.
All right, here's the real one that we were talking about. Wednesday, January 14th, and we'll read 7 days to next week.
Oh, we'll just read, we'll just go, just do it.
Just do it?
Now
okay.
Find it. Go for it.
Okay. Weed fact. On the day California's relaxed marijuana law took effect in January of 1976, artist and marijuana advocate Danny Feingood modified one of the state's most famous landmarks to commemorate the event. Using a series of curtains, he changed the beloved Hollywood sign. Instead, it read Hollyweed. The prank even earned him an A for a class assignment.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Hollyweed.
Hollyweed.
I like it.
It happens all the time.
Oh, my gosh. All the time. Weed tip. The real one. Bongs are great. But the slider style bowl can be awkward to load, which can lead to spillage. To easily secure them, cut the top of a 20-ounce bottle of water or soda and remove the cap. You can then place the slider inside the mouth, opening, and now you have a nice, stable, raised workstation to pack on. Well, what do you know? And the bowl, and the inside of the bowl can catch...
Talk about changing your life in 2015.
Totally life-changing. Oh, you want to hear a life-changing fact?
Yes.
When you go to the grocery store and you're buying your organic avocados, take off the little tip on the end. If it's a nice light green color, it's ripe. If it's dark brown, it's too ripe. I know you can squeeze it, but that's a good tip I learned.
Mm.
I love my
good
new
to
iPhone.
Know. The more you know.
The more you know. We are all about education, and we're going to go over the show here. Go for it.
Friday, January 6th. I went to Vietnam, and I was there for a long time. Using marijuana made the difference between staying human or, as Michael Douglas said, becoming a beast. Mm. Oliver Stone, American film director.
Hmm. Wow.
A beast, huh?
Yeah. We all see that, you know, the movie that's coming out with, what's his name, the sniper movie. He has to shoot a little kid. I would make anybody a beast. Weed fact. Weed fact. In 2011, I know, 32-year-old Florida resident Sean Porter was arrested shortly after he and his girlfriend attempted to order marijuana at a Burger King restaurant in Deltona, Florida.
Mm-mm.
According to the cashier, one of the men asked for a blunt and some herbs. Suspicious that the two were high already, the cashier reported his license plate to authorities who waited at the suspect's home. Upon his return, they discovered 28 grams of marijuana in his car. Oh, my goodness. Mind your own business.
He went to the wrong Burger King.
Yeah, wrong. You're supposed to go to McDonald's.
Hmm.
All right. Are we going?
You go.
Okay. What effect does placing marijuana in a freezer have? Does it stay fresher that way? This is a question for dear Jeannie. I don't ever recommend placing marijuana in a freezer or even a refrigerator because very cold or freezing temperatures degrade THCs and other cannabinoids. The best place for storing pot is in a cool, dark place in a sealed jar made of opaque glass. Also, marijuana should really be consumed within a year or so of its harvest. Some connoisseurs do have a longer cured stuff, but that may be up to several years old, and pot does take on interesting quality as it ages, but ultimately it will degrade. For every expertly long-cured 3-year-old bud I've smoked that burned perfectly and preserved the terpene profile, I've smoked far more old pot that was past its prime. Besides, the best thing about pot is you can always grow more. Amen.
That's a good term.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's important.
And I hope you kept the place of where we were on the calendar because I have no idea.
I know exactly where we're at.
No clue.
January 18th.
Yes. Okay. Write that down. Oh, that's a good person. Oh, we had
that.
A caller.
We did?
Let's take a quick caller. You
yeah,
want to do it?
Let's do it.
All right. We're going to slow down our whole music here. All right. You're on the air. We're going to keep you on the air. Hello. Welcome to Weed Say Wednesday.
Well, good morning.
Well, good morning. Who do we have here?
This is Papa's Potions, Chef Deontay, calling from San Diego, California.
Hey, Chef
hey, welcome
Deontay,
back.
How are you? I still dream of the Twinkies.
I'm doing wonderful. Happy New Year's to you guys.
Happy New Year.
To you.
What's going on in the New Year?
Oh, a lot of productivity. I'm in the process of getting my food truck up and running. I got a few investors. Things have really taken a big turn. The laws are getting a little more flexible here in San Diego. They've tightened down on store dispensaries, and we all know what that's about. This is they're basically trying to make everybody go through the state to put in this $9,000 application for a dispensary, a legal dispensary, which the first time they did that, they took 36 applications and only gave 2 licenses. And they keep the
$9,000. Of course they do.
Yeah, so they're playing that game with everybody where they're taking basically trying to get as much revenue as they can before they even allow legal dispensaries. There's only 2 or 3 right now that are legally open in the county of San Diego.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, they've started a little task force of local police force, and they're just finding the dispensaries that are not legally open, and they're just taking rides around and just raiding each one of them.
Oh, that's
so sad. It's not a federal raid that they're doing. It's just a local, and basically what they're doing is they're giving people they're making it known that they're coming. So it's like if you haven't gotten your license to the state, the state of California or the city of San Diego. If you haven't done that, then basically they're giving you fair warning that they're coming.
Wow.
And then when they come, they just shut you down, they confiscate because, you know, they've given everybody fair warning already. So, it's gotten crazy in that aspect. But in another, I think the law is starting to get a little more limbo now. So,
wow.
You know, they're starting to realize that this is something that's going to be here no matter what. But they're just trying to figure out how can they capitalize off of it first?
They needed to get a part of theirs.
Right.
Ugh.
So when they're coming around, are they giving people tickets or are they just shutting them down? Are they fining them? Or?
Well, what's going on is this, each individual town inside of San Diego, like, you know, you have Escondido, you have La Jolla, you have all these, each one of those individual towns they have the right to say if they want it or not. So basically, if La Jolla say they don't want dispensaries, then someone from the city of La Jolla may come by and put a notice on there telling you, look, or they'll come talk to you. They've done that with my other store. They came and talked to me and told me that, look, this is what's going to happen. We don't want stores here, you know, so we're going to give you a allotted amount of time to, you know, vacate the premises. And then they'll come back and check. And if they don't, if you don't comply with them, then they'll turn it over to the local police department.
Wow.
I've been doing great as far as my food. I'm going to be doing the High Times Medi Cup here in Los Angeles. I'll be there for that one.
Are you going to the cup in San Bernardino?
Yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
That one? Yeah. Okay, sweet. Oh, I wish I could go.
So you're going to have to get some more Twinkies in. You'll get some more Twinkies.
I know. When is that? Is that the weekend of the 28th?
Yes.
That is a busy. Yeah. Well, that is going to be.
When it starts getting warm.
I was trying to get my food truck done in time, but I don't think it'll be done before then. I got a couple more months to go.
With a food truck, are you delivering? Or are you just set up on the side of the road? What are you doing?
Well, what I'm doing with my food truck is getting my food out. I'm a 5-star chef. I don't know if you guys remember that. I've been a chef for 23 years. So what I'm doing is I'm getting my food truck. The food truck is going to be Papa's. It's not going to be Papa's Potions. It's going to be Papa's Food, Hot Food. And basically what that's going to do is get people knowing of my food, knowing of the things that I make. The things that I'm going to make are things that are going to be made medically and non-medically.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is put a non-medicated truck out, get people to know, and then, you know, let the people know, educate them on what's coming. So that I expect by the end of the year that we should be in a whole different playing field with the whole marijuana law. I'm hoping. So I just want to get that out there. That's revenue being made. I've already gotten a warehouse. I have nurseries and stuff. So, I mean, I'm doing all that stuff to keep things going for the future of Papa's Potions. But I haven't lost my momentum, and I've still got full steam ahead, and I have such great new delicious snacks that I've made. And I'm just going to stay focused on it. I'm not going to let them detour me at all. You know, this is I'm doing this for more than just one reason.
That's right.
And I have an aunt that was just diagnosed with cancer.
Mm.
And I hope everybody prays for her. She's like in the final stages of it. We didn't really know about it until it was too late. Now she's one of my patients. She lives by my edibles. She thinks they're the best thing ever. When I come over, she's just so high spirited. Of a person, period. And when I see her like this, she's not. But with the help of the medication, it brings her back to my aunt that I used to know. And it makes her feel really good. She can eat her food. Again, this is another pat on the back for what I already knew that, you know, the flower was capable of doing.
Right.
Knowing that my aunt is being comforted by it is really making a big difference for me.
Is there one of your recipes that is her favorite?
Hmm.
She likes the raspberry bars. She loves my raspberry bars. I make a granola raspberry bar because she's not really into a lot of junk food. So it's basically all granola, brown sugar, and flour on the bottom. And then I make a raspberry tart, and then I crumble up some of that granola and oatmeal flakes and put on top of it and bake it. And they're really awesome little snacks.
Oh, my God. You
love that raspberry. Granola.
Yeah, you just had it. That's fantastic. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring those to the event as well. Those are something that I've been making for a while, but I guess I kind of downplay myself sometimes. I didn't think they were that great, but people are telling me that I need to bring those out. So.
Oh, absolutely. They're especially in this industry. There are a lot of us health freaks out there.
Yeah.
Yes. I even put flax seeds in there sometimes, and, you know, little things, you know.
Yes.
So, just some really good nutritious bars. Not always sweet.
You're doing awesome.
Oh, we're excited.
You had us at raspberry bars. You could have had all this other stuff in there and just called them raspberry bars, and we would have been fine with it.
What's your favorite new item that you're coming up with?
My latest creations are mini quiche, miniature quiche. They're like little mini quiche pies.
Oh, no, you didn't.
So, yes,
and,
I did.
And those are going to be there that weekend?
We can come
yes,
on the 29th.
I'm
going to
bring a quiche because I have a little miniature quiche, little miniature pie maker, and I can make like 4 to 8 pies at a time, so I'm going to bring some of those out and basically put them out for people to sample. I'm not really going to sell them. I'm just going to put them out there for people to sample them so that you can get a taste for them because those are going to be on my truck as well. So.
Oh, we are going to do our best, very best, to be there on the 29th. That could be a big, big possibility to try those. Oh, my goodness. And you have to bring
some
of those.
I'd love to see you guys. It's been too long, and you know, I always have something great over at my booth for you guys, so please show up if you can.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for calling in. What a wonderful surprise.
Yeah, I like surprises.
That was fantastic.
Sure. It's always my pleasure, you guys, and I appreciate it. And if you get a chance, you guys check me out over on Instagram. I have my Papa's Potions underscore 420, and it has all my latest edibles and stuff that I've made. Also, I have an email. It's papaspotions420@gmail.com. You can email me about any questions or anything like that.
Okay.
Awesome.
We're posting that on our blog right now so that people can go ahead and do papaspotions420@gmail.com. All right.
Yeah.
That's
thank you, guys, and I'll be in touch
you
with you.
Keep up the good work and stay strong and keep doing what you're doing and fighting the fight because along with your aunt, we're going to pray for you. You are helping so many people, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate that and how grateful and honored we are that you're doing that for everybody. Thank
eating
you.
This awesome plant is the way to go, Dante, and you're doing it upright.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. And you guys keep doing what you're doing because you're keeping that word out there and you're giving people a lot of knowledge and education, in which everyone needs to do is be educated on this. Because the more education you are, the more education you have, the better the whole medical scene looks for people, because it's just a lot of people out there for recreational use. They have no idea what medical uses that this flower has for us. And the more and more people like yourselves put it out there, the less frightened America is about it, you know?
That's absolutely the truth.
Destigmatizing it.
That's right. Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, and take really good care, and we hope to see you next month.
Yes. Take care,
all
Dante.
Right. You guys have,
all right.
You guys have a blessed day. Take care.
You too. Thank you, Chef Dante.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was
nice
super
surprise.
Awesome. Very great surprise.
I'm so glad you went back to the
radio
page. I know.
Like, let's go back, man. I saw him come on earlier, but I didn't know. Well, thank you, Chef Dante, for calling in, and we hope to see him at the
Remember to cannabis. Check out Papa Potions on
Papa's
Instagram.
Potions.
Papa Potions 420. Underscore 420.
Yep, and then papaspotions420@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in to Weed Day Wednesday. We love you guys. We're honored to be here every week. We absolutely love sharing the news, the fun, the good, the strains with you.
Yeah.
And thanks to everybody out there who always supports us, azmarijuana.com,
Growers House,
Culture Magazine,
Studio C, Tumbleweed Health
Center. Tumbleweed Health
Center.
Come
thank
down
you,
and get certified. Thanks, Cannabis Kids. Thanks, Tech Guy. And we will see you folks next week. We'll have some more surprising guests on.
Remember.
Yes, be smart.
Be safe.
And educate.